A Homer fisherman who was a deckhand for the fishing vessel Time Bandit and was one of the stars of the Discovery Channel series Deadliest Catch was found dead Tuesday afternoon in a hotel room. Police say they do not suspect foul play in the death of 33-year-old Justin Tennyson. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has more.
Justin K. Tennyson was found dead in his room at the Best Western Bedarka Inn Tuesday after a member of the hotel's cleaning staff became suspicious when he did not check out of his room. A maintenance man discovered Tennyson's body and reported it to Homer Police at 12:52 p.m. Homer Police Department Lieutenant Randy Rosencrantz says police do not suspect foul play in Tennyson's death, but their investigation is ongoing, at least until an autopsy can be performed by the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage.
We don't have any reason to suspect foul play, but just as a precaution, we want to find out more specifically what the cause of death was.
Rosencrantz says police have not yet been able to contact anyone who may have seen Tennyson before he died. He says there were liquor and beer bottles found in his room, along with a small amount of marijuana. Officials from Discovery Communications Incorporated, the parent company of Discovery Channel, did not return phone calls in time for this story, but said in a statement that the company is, quote, saddened by the passing of Time Bandit crew member Justin Tennyson, and we send our sympathies to his entire family and fellow crew members during this most difficult time. Tennyson is survived by his father, sister, grandparents, and two children, a son and a daughter. On his Facebook page Wednesday, Time Bandit Captain Jonathan Hillstrand wrote, quote, life is short. Be sure to tell everyone you love them. Justin loved his kids very much and will really be missed. Rosencrantz says Homer police are getting an unusual amount of press inquiries about the case from all over the country.
We pretty much explain what we can. We try not to speculate to any extent and just give out the facts. I'm sure we'll be able to give more information to the various media groups that are contacting us when we get the autopsy results.
Rosencrantz says autopsy results from the medical examiner's office typically come back in less than a week. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.